This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, welcome everyone. Good evening. Shalom Aleichem. Thanks everyone for joining. We continue Daf HaShavua. We're up to Yevamos Mem Gimel Amud Beis. And the Gemara was analyzing the Shita of Rabbi Yossi. Because Rabbi Yossi says that he agrees to Rabbi Yehuda that women who had Nisuin could do Erusin, women who had Erusin could do Nisuin. The only problem is, the only point of disagreement is Rabbi Yossi said all women who were married could do Erusin except for an Almana because of Avelos. And the Gemara had a kasha on that. An Almana can't do Erusin? Avelos precludes Erusin? Why would Avelos preclude Erusin? We know that the Chayra, we should be able to make a Kavah Chaymer. The Gemara says, we know that during the Shavuos Shechabai Tishbav, you're not allowed to do laundry, you're allowed to do Erusin. So during Shloishim, that you're allowed to do laundry, certainly you should be allowed to do Erusin. So Gemara was asking, how could Rabbi Yossi say that Avelos stops one from doing Erusin? So ultimately the Gemara said, well, wait a second, you're allowed to do The Gemara ultimately said that you're not allowed to do Erusin in the Shavuos Shechabai Tisha B'Av. The Braisa that says that Ma'arsin, that's not talking about the Shavuos Shechabai Tisha B'Av. The Braisa that says Ma'arsin is talking about the week before Shavuos Shechabai Tisha B'Av. And Taka, the Shavuos Shechabai Tisha B'Av, you're not allowed to do Erusin. So Avelos does preclude Erusin. So Gemara says we should still be able to make a Kavah Chaymer because the time period before Shavuos Shechabai Tisha B'Av, you're not allowed to do business and you're allowed to do Erusin. So then, certainly a woman in Shloishim who's allowed to do business, she should be allowed to do Erusin. So the Gemara therefore had to revamp the Shita of Rabbi Yossi. And the Gemara had to say that when Rabbi Yossi said all women are allowed to do Erusin except for Namana, what Rabbi Yossi, what it should read is all women are allowed to do Nisuin except for an Almana. That even a woman who is formerly Nasoi can do Nisuin except for an Almana. In other words, Avelos precludes Nisuin. It doesn't preclude Erusin. So the Gemara says, what? Does that mean Rabbi Yossi does not subscribe to Havchana? Says Gemara, V'lesli Rabbi Yossi lahavchin. Rabbi Yossi says, a woman who is Nasoi is allowed to do Nisuin? How could such a thing be? How could a woman who is nasoi allowed? How could she be allowed to do nisuin? So the Gemara says that the truth is, let's get the shtender going over here. Okay. Says the Gemara in a chanami. Says the Gemara. Lesley, he doesn't hold of it. Rabbi Yossi does not hold of Havchana. He doesn't hold. We don't have to know who the father is. There are many cities in the world, many in the big cities, in New York, in Los Angeles, where many people don't know who their father is. So Rabbi Yossi says, it's not a big deal. You don't always have to know who the father is. Rabbi Yossi does not subscribe to Havchana. Says Gemara, V'yiboy Seima. And if you want, you could say, L'oilam islay. Really, Rabbi Yossi subscribes to Havchana. So we just said, Rabbi Yossi says, any woman is allowed to do Nisuin. Ve'ema, Rabbi Yossi oimer, kol arusois gerushois yinasu. Rabbi Yossi didn't say any Nisua could do Nisuin, but an arusa could do Nisuin, provided that she's a gerusha. However, if she's an arusa almana, she cannot do nisuin. In other words, Rabbi Yossi is saying like this, any arusa could do nisuin. A nisua can't do nisuin, but an arusa could do nisuin. And there's no issue of havchana because she's just an arusa. Now, what would the difference be between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda? So Gemara asks, Yehachi hainu Rabbi Yehuda? If so, that's the shita of Rabbi Yehuda. In other words, Rabbi Yehuda says an arusa could do nisuin, or a nisua could do erusin. So the Gemara says the difference is, right? In other words, why don't we say, well, the difference is that Rabbi Yossi holds in Arusa, Almana can't do Nisuin, and Rabbi Yehuda says she could, because nobody would say that an Almana could do Nisuin. Meaning in the original version, they're arguing whether an Almana could do Erisin. So that's a legitimate machloikis, because it's a chidush that an Almana can't do Erisin. But now that we're talking about an Almana doing Nisuin, everyone would say an Almana can't do Nisuin. So now we want to know what's the difference between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi. Says Gemara, Ika beinayu nesua le'ares. Meaning, Rabbi Yossi says an Arusa could do Nisuin. And Rabbi Yehuda agrees to that. The Shaila is, can a Nisua do Erisin? Ika beinayu nesua le'ares. Rabbi Yehuda savar nesua mutar le'ares. Rabbi Yehuda holds a Nisua is allowed to do Erisin. Rabbi Yossi savar nesua asur le'ares. Rabbi Yossi says a Nisua is not allowed to do Erisin. So Rabbi Yehuda says a Nesua could do Erisin. Why not? There's no issue of Havchana. But Rabbi Yossi holds a Nesua is not allowed to do Erisin. You know why? Because Rabbi Yossi is afraid if you allow a Nesua to do Erisin, the Nesua may come and do Nesuin. Okay, so that's the new Machloikis between the new way to read Rabbi Yossi, that all arusas could do nesuin except for an almana, and a nesua, however, cannot do erisin. Frekti Gemara, the savar Rabbi Yossi nesua asur liaris. Does Rabbi Yossi hold that nesua can't do erisin? V'tanya, we learned in a braisa Rabbi Yossi oimer kol hanoshim yisarsu. Rabbi Yossi says, all nashim could do erisin. Chutz minu almana, b'nei ho'evil, except for an almana, because of avelos. So he's saying, all women are allowed to do erisin. V'kama evil shalosh shloshim yoim. V'kulan lo yinasu, and all of them are not allowed to do nesuin, ad sheyu lehen gimel chadashim, until 3 months pass. So Rabbi Yossi says, according to this braisa, two things. We are trying to say Rabbi Yossi holds a nesua can't do erisin, but we learned in a braisa Rabbi Yossi says all women are allowed to do erisin. That sounds like a nesua is allowed to do erisin. And it also seems that an almana cannot do erisin, which is against what the... We had the kasha, what about the kava chomer? And none of them could do nisuin until they wait 3 months. Says the Gemara, hi my kasha, what's the question? If you want to ask from the fact that Rabbi Yossi says all women are adu erisin, wait a second. The Mishnah also said that Rabbi Yossi says all women are allowed to do nesuin, erisin. If you look in the Mishnah, Memal from an Aleph, kol anoshim yisarsu. And yet, we understood that to mean kol anoshim yisarsu. Mi alimas nidokimim, but arusais grushais yinosu. We read it to mean not kol anoshim yisarsu, but kol arusais grushais yinosu. Any woman who had erisin and is divorced could do nesuin. Hachanami, kol arusais grushais yinosu. Flip it around. The same way we were madchik the Mishnah, we'll be madchik the Braisa, the exact same way. This Braisa is not any more or less indicative than the words of the Mishnah. In fact, it's the same exact words of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, kol hanoshim yisarsu. And we read that to mean all women who are nesuais, all women who are arusais, excuse me, could do nesuin. So we'll read it the same way. Ela meseifa. So rather, what's shver is the seifa. Diktani v'kulan lo yinasu. All of them cannot do nesuin until you wait 3 months. Now that implies all women cannot do nesuin until you wait 3 months. In subei hudalai, ha isrusei shaper dami. All women can't do Nisuin, but they could do Erusin. So we were trying to say that the difference between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda is Rabbi Yossi says a Nisua can't do Erusin, but here the Braisa says all Nisuais can't do Nisuin until you wait 3 months. But that implies you can't do Nisuin, but you could do Erusin. And that's against what we're saying in Rabbi Yossi. Amar Rava, so Rava said, Tritz ve'imachi. Answer this and say as follows. Rabbi Yossi Oimer, Kol arusois grushois yinasim. All arusois are allowed to do nisuin. Chutz min almanim im neho ibal. Ve'kama ho ibal shalah, how long is avil shloshim yon. Unisuois, and a nisuois, not lo yinasu, but lo yisarsu, they shouldn't do erusin. Not only then is it not a stira to Rabbi Yossi, to what we're trying to say Rabbi Yossi holds, but this is saying exactly what we're suggesting Rabbi Yossi holds, namely that a nesua can't do erusin. Fine. So basically, we have two approaches in Rabbi Yossi. The first approach is a nesua could do nisuin even. Only an almana can't do nisuin. And Rabbi Yossi does not subscribe to Havchana. The second answer is no. Rabbi Yossi for sure subscribes to Havchana. Rabbi Yossi holds an arusa could do nisuin, just an nesua can't do erusin, and we have a braisa that challenges that, and we basically rework the braisa, not only not to be a question, but to say exactly that point, that a nesua can't do erusin. By the way, in the course of this whole Shakla Vitaria, we just quoted a braisa that Rabbi Yossi says that a nesua cannot do nesuin because of havchana. And that is certainly against the first answer of the Gemara, and that is why ultimately we're going to see that when this second answer doesn't work out, the Gemara doesn't go back to the first answer, but the Gemara goes back to the original understanding of Rabbi Yossi. And the Aruch Haner explains, because even though the Gemara in nowhere questions the first answer, the Gemara asks, oh, Rabbi Yossi doesn't hold of Havchana? And the Gemara says, yeah, he doesn't hold of Havchana. But in the course of the Shakla Vitaria, it comes up that Rabbi Yossi for sure does hold of Havchana. That is why when ultimately we disprove the second answer, we don't go back to the first answer, because in the course of the Shakla Vitaria, we've already successfully slugged up the first answer. Okay. Says the Gemara, fine. So now the Gemara has the following question. If what Rabbi Yossi is saying is an arusa could do nisuin if she's a grusha, but not if she's an almana, and a arusa can't do nisuin if she's an almana because an almana who's an avelos can't do nisuin, but this is very faulty because a woman who is an arusa is not an avel. If a woman just did erusin and her husband died, she's not an avel, so she should be able to do nisuin. So this Gemara has like a side question. Va'amana min ha'erusin mi islay ibul? Does an amana from erusin have avelos? Vahatani Rabchia bar Ami. Rabchia bar Ami taught, and by the way, we had this earlier on Daf Chof Tesam Adbiz. We had this whole braisa quoted. Ishtay arusa, if someone's wife is an arusa and she dies, loy oinein, a person doesn't become an oinein. V'lami tamela, and if the husband is a kain, he does not make himself tummy to her. V'chein he, likewise her, loy oinenes, if her husband dies, she's not an oinein. V'lami tameloy, here it means she's not required to be involved in his burial. It doesn't mean she's not allowed to, because there's no isser of tumah to a woman. It just means she's not required to be metame at his levaya, because she's not really his wife. Mesa, if she dies, any yorshi does not inherit her. Mesa, who, if he dies, goivek subasa, he collects her ksuba. If you remember, Rashi explained earlier on Chav Tesam Abeis, that means if he stipulated that if he dies, she should be able to collect the ksuba from Erison. Fine. So here we see that a woman who's an almana from an arusa is not considered an avel. Says Gemara, so now we have to go back to the original question on Rabbi Yossi. The original question on Rabbi Yossi is, wait a second, how could Rabbi Yossi say there's avelos to do erusin? We know in the week before Shavuot Shechal by Tisha B'Av, you're not allowed to do laundry and you're allowed to do erusin. So a woman who's in avelos for in shloishim, who's allowed to do laundry, all the more so she should be allowed to do erusin. So the Gemara now comes and says, "No, we're going to disprove the Kal v'chomer. Ela tanoihi, it's really a machlokes tanoim whether you could do erusin even before the Shavuot Shechal by Tisha B'Av." The Tanya we learned in Brayis from Rosh Chodesh, we had a Tanya from Rosh Chodesh until the fast. The people diminish in their work, miliso militein, from doing business, milivnois, from building, milinataya, and from planting, umila ares, and from doing erosin, umilisa, and from doing nesuin. So here, the whole kavachomer is, before Shavuot Shechal you're allowed to do laundry, you're not allowed to do laundry, and you're allowed to do erusin. Here we have a brisa that you're not allowed to do erusin. Shabbos shechal tishba b'soicha also l'saper l'chabes. The mematin is l'chayra going on me'eskehen. Because what does it mean you're mema'it in getting married? A takana wedding, you know, like what does that mean? What would it mean, mematin? You have a quota of how many girls could get married. Sorry, the Kal v'chomer in the week before Tisha B'Av is not going on laundry; it's going on business. So, you're saying it's not mamish aser to do business? Was that your question? So the Gemara before understood that mematin. The Gemara quoted a brisa before, and the Gemara understood that mematin means it's aser. Here, look on the bottom of Gimel Amud Aleph, about 8 lines up. V'tanya koydim azman azeh ha'am mematin be'askeya milisa umilitein milivnois v'lenutaya. And the Gemara says, Amar Rava, ma b'makim she'aser litein v'lisa v'litein. So Gemara understands mematin is aser. We diminish means we don't do it. I hear the point. So Gemara is saying now that Rabbi Yossi would hold that you're not allowed to do erusin. Shabbos shechal tishah b'av b'soicha aser l'saper. You're not allowed to take a haircut v'lachabes or laundry. Some say the whole month is aser. So now we're saying like this. We're going back to the original point. That really Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda completely agree. And Arusa could do Nesu'in, and Nesu'a could do Erusin. We asked, why can an Avela not do Erusin? But isn't it a Kal v'chomer? If the week before Shavuot Shechal you're not allowed to do business, you're allowed to do Erusin, an Alman who's allowed to do business certainly should be allowed to do Erusin. So the answer is, because the week before Shavuot Shechal by Tisha B'Av, you can't do Erusin. So there's no Kal v'chomer anymore. Now the Gemara has the following question. Before you start making a machloikis in Braisos, whether you're allowed to do Erusin in the week before Shavuot Shechal by Tisha B'Av, Maskefla Rav Ashi, Mimai de la Aris le Aris Mamish. How do you know when it says you're Mimai in Erusin, it means in doing erison, dilma lemeved sudas erison hudasar. Maybe it means you're memayit in the meal of erison, but the erison itself, shaper dummy, that's permitted. You're allowed to do erison itself. When it says mila ares, it means the erison itself. It says Gemara Yachi milisa, but when it says if so, if erison is sudas erison, then you're going to say milisa linase nami lemevet sudas nesuin. Linase means, lisa means the suda of nesuin. Certainly nesuin is a joy. So when it says linase, lisa, it means the nesuin itself, even without the suda. So l'chaira, the li ares is also the erison itself without the suda. It says Gemara Yehachi milisa linase nami lemevet sudas nesuin. There it's only usher to make the sudas nesuin. Ha, lisa shaper dummy, you're allowed to do nesuin. Certainly you're not allowed to do nesuin. So if you're not allowed to do nesuin, then you're not allowed to do erison. And if you're not allowed to do erison, then l'chaira, the I mean, Ravashi's kasha is maybe you're allowed to do erison. Here again, let's get the cheshbon. We're trying to explain Rabbi Yossi. Why does Rabbi Yossi say an avel is not to do erison? But we know during the week before Shavuot Shechah B'Tishvav, you're allowed to do erison. So no, maybe Rabbi Yossi holds you're not allowed to do erison. Frekti Gemara, no, maybe li aris just means the suda, but you're allowed to do erison itself. And this would avoid making a machloikis in the braisos. And then Rabbi Yossi would be up the creek because we have a kavachoymer. So Gemara says, no, that can't be. It has to be. The brais means you're not allowed to do erison because you're not allowed to do nesuin. Nesuin means nesuin, so erison means erison. So once you're not allowed to do erison, so then the Kavachoymer is off, because maybe in the week before Shavuot Shechah B'Tishvav, you're not allowed to do erison. Says Gemara, no. Just because Nesuin means Nesuin, it doesn't mean erison means erison. Hachi hashta. Bisham Nesuin. I understand Nesuin. B'loy Suda Ika Simcha. Without a Suda, there is Simcha for Nesuin. So therefore, Linase means Nesuin without the Suda. Ela erison b'loy suda mi'ika simcha, but erison without a suda, there's no simcha. So maybe when it says you're not allowed to do erison, it means with the suda. But erison itself you're allowed to do. And if you're allowed to do it, Rabbi Yossi is shver again. Because how could Rabbi Yossi say that you're not allowed to do erison if a woman is in Avela? She's allowed to do erison during Chorban Beis HaMikdash in the week before Shavuot Shechabai. We're back to the Kavachoymer. If the week before Shavuot Shechabai you're not allowed to do business, you're allowed to do erison, then an Avela who's allowed to do business certainly should be allowed to do erison. Ela Amar Ravashi, Ravashi says, Shani Avelos Chadosh Amei Avelos Yishana. You're going to compare the old Avelos of Chorban Beis HaMikdash, which is more lenient and you're allowed to do erison, to the new Avelos of losing a relative, which is Choymer, which is Chamor, and you're not allowed to do erison. Vishani Avelos, Durami Avelos, Diyachid, you can compare the Avelos of all of Klal Yisrael, which is not as stringent as the Avelos of a Yachid, which is more stringent. So just because you're allowed to do erison by the week before Shavuot Shechabai, why would that mean you should be allowed to do erison in the Avelos for a relative? After all, Avelos for a relative is more chamor in two senses. Number one, it's Avelos Chadasha, it's new. And number two, it's personal. It's Avelos Diyachid. So Tosfos says, what in the world is the Gemara saying? If anything, this just strengthens the Kavachoymer. If in the week before Shavuot Shechabai, where it's not so chamor because it's Avelos Yishana, and you're not allowed to do business and you're allowed to do Erison, certainly, for a new avelos and a personal avelos, which is chumra, and you're allowed to do business. So if you're allowed to do business, certainly you should be allowed to do erusin. I mean, the fact that avelos of Beis Hamikdash is more lenient makes the kal v'chomer stronger. If there it's more lenient, and yet you're not allowed to do business, then you could do erusin. Here, where it's more chomer, and you're allowed to do business, certainly you should be allowed to do erusin. So Tosfos says as follows. Tosfos says in the fourth line of the big Tosfos, he says, "V'kasha that kati tiksha kavachomer can make kara." You didn't slug up the kavachomer. He says, "By a nu avelos, maybe it's usher to do erusin. You know why? We should be more machmir by chadasha than yeshana." Regarding marriage, because regarding marriage, it's a new avelos, so you have to be strict. But by avelos de rabim, we have to be more strict regarding business than avelos de yachid. Meaning, when it comes to business, we'll be more strict by avelos de rabim, because masu matan, business, is a public thing. So therefore, by avelos de rabim, we have to be more machmir. Otherwise, people are going to say you're not mesaba on yushalayim. And erusin, on the other hand, which is only a quick thing, and it's only one time, there will be more machmir by avilos chadasha. Marav Rabbeisai, thank you very much for joining tonight. And Bezus Hashem, hope to see everybody soon. We have a few shurim tomorrow, 10:30 a.m., and then we're going to have the Balaturim on the Parsha posted soon. And then 7:45 p.m. tomorrow on the Pesach Sefer. And then the 8:30 Shir tomorrow night, Gevaldige Inyanim, on Chishev Lasos Mitzvah. Really good stuff. So hope to see you soon. Kol Tov, everyone. Have a good night. Kol Tov.
Thank you. Happy night.
Good night, good night.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.